Some really crappy weather today in Madison, Wisconsin. We've had rain, snow, sleet, drizzle, freezing rain, slush on the roads, slippery conditions. Ugh. Which wouldn't be a big deal, except it's fucking April. I don't know about you, but I grew up in the Midwest. I remember April as being a warm month. March was that weird month where it was, should I grab a jacket? Shouldn't I? I don't know. Fucking I'll grab a jacket because it's probably gonna be cold. But April was like, no, it's on. April was spring and it was bright and sunny every day and it was and you know, God damn it shouldn't be like this. And it's demoralizing. I mean, it was just like about a week ago that I went for a walk in t-shirt and shorts and sandals. I was fine. I felt perfectly fine. And now I'm looking outside and I see snow on the cars and snow on the trees and yeah, it's gonna be gone. It'll probably be gone, you know, before the end of the day tomorrow. But God, it is depressing. It just makes my heart sink in my nuts just seeing. Just getting so close, it's getting so close to the finish line, then the finish line just kind of disappears, and it's, you know, another 100 miles down the road. It's just like, oh, God damn it! I just wanted to be nice out. And this is the kind of thing that makes me kind of sometimes I wonder. I think about moving. If I did move somewhere. Oh, I don't know if you can hear that moving my microphone around here. If I did move somewhere, my first choice is Seattle. I remember telling a coworker that I wanted to live somewhere where there was spring, summer, and fall, but there was no winter, and she said, "You got to move to Seattle. That's pretty much their weather up there." And from what I've seen so far, it's fairly true. I mean, they can get cold in the wintertime, but it's not deathly cold. It's nothing compared to what Wisconsin has to deal with, you know. And yeah, there's like it's not so much rainfall, but it's a constant drizzle, a lot of overcast days there. And I don't know. I like to say I'd be fine with that. I actually kind of like rainy days. So part of me kind of feels like I would be fine with it, but then I was like, oh, I don't know. I might start to really miss the sun. If I lived out there. But I will tell you this, I wanted to live out there. If I had to pick a place, that was always the place I'd pick. But since I've become a web cartoonist, now I really, there is a real draw to live out there because that's where Emerald City is. And of all the comic conventions that I've heard about, Emerald City sounds like the best one to go to. It sounds like the one I'd want to go to. Comic-Con, the San Diego Comic-Con, does not sound like my kind of con. That sounds way too insane. And it sounds like it's more about, you know, the geek properties. Geeky TV shows, geeky movies. It's where the stars go out. Who gives a shit about fucking comics? It's about going and putting your freak on, dressing up in bizarre costumes. I'm sure there's plenty of that in Emerald City as well. But Emerald City seems to be more about the comics, you know. And there is a nice kind of little webcomic kind of scene happening out there. And also, it would be advantageous because I wouldn't have to get on a plane to go to the convention. You know, I wouldn't have to figure out a way to ship my merchandise to the convention and then have it shipped back to me. I would just be there, you know. I'm pretty, you know, I feel fairly certain that if I lived in Seattle, not only would I go to Emerald City would be the only convention I would go to. I wouldn't bother going to any other convention. Just because it seems like it's too much of a hassle to kind of get to get all the stuff out there and bring it back. And are you even going to break even, you know, with the cost of travel and hotels and everything? But I don't know. My family's here and majority of my friends are here, and it'd be really tough to leave Madison, but days like this makes it seem not so tough.